Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Let's talk about the letter M, and our topic is going to be metric or metrics. What are metrics and why are they so important? Well, metrics has to do with measurement, and one saying that really helps solidify how important metrics and measuring are is that you can't improve what you don't measure. So think about that. You can't improve what you don't measure. That's why numbers even exist to some extent. So you can compare things to one thing to another. So measurement, measuring your progress, measuring your profit, all of these are extremely important. Numbers are extremely important to entrepreneurs. Being able to know your as is, where you currently are, and your to be, what's your desire goal. You don't know if you're moving in the right direction or if you're actually losing ground unless you know what's your starting point and what's your potential goal. So metrics and measuring. Not everything about business is measured in dollars and cents. That's one thing to think about. There are some things that are a little bit harder to measure, but still can be measured. Everything that is worthwhile pursuing has some form of measurement. If you're challenged as far as measuring, then that's when you need to maybe consult or get a coach or talk to someone experienced. Or there's, again, a lot of different resources, even online, that can help you. But whether it's customer service, whenever you ask someone to take a survey or you're being asked to take a survey, it's because someone's trying to measure how you feel about your customer experience. When it comes to quality, there are ways for people to rank. This is why we have the five-star system all over the internet. And I dare say that probably those listening to the sound of my voice at some point or another look to see what the star rating is, whether it's of a hotel or a business or an individual product. Or you've read the reviews, the feedback. So these are all ways to measure. Will your customers, will they recommend your product or your service? And what's the rate? Will 9 out of 10 recommend your service, or will it only 1 out of 10? And if so, then that's an indicator something needs to change, something you need to work on. So it goes back in and it's right in line with my continuous improvement. But remember, you can't improve what you don't measure. So think about, what are the important metrics? Every business should have 5, maybe even up to 10 ways to quantify and to compare, to track their performance and their production and their profit. So that is our word for today and on your food for thought. Continuing listening, I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, but bye for now.